The incessant buzzing on her nightstand finally woke Emma Schmidt. She picked up the phone with the blue case, registering it was her boss, since the phone with the red case remained silent. She chanced a glance at her girlfriend. Yeah, clearly pissed. Those stormy hazel eyes were a telltale sign. Grabbing her phone, she offered an apologetic shrug. The end was near, she was sure of it. Everyone claimed to understand her work meant she might have to leave for several weeks at a moment's notice. Her to-go bag was always ready in the corner of her bedroom. She still had high hopes for Gabrielle. After all, they both worked for the FBI. Gabby was in communications, but she knew everything about the missions that M would take on because she had the highest clearance. Of course, that didn't stop Gabby's irritation every time M volunteered for another undercover assignment. This one was particularly perilous because this group was full-on fringe. Gabby had lost her passion for medicine several years ago and made a surprising pivot to an entirely different career path. Em never got the complete story of why she'd left healthcare, and Em never bothered to push for details. Nevertheless, it seemed to suit both of them.
Schmidt, she answered. Chatter on the web is loud. What have you learned?
Adam Carter, her boss, asked.
Nothing yet, Em growled.
Carter sighed on the other end of the line.
Maybe we should pack it in and try another agent.
Just give me a little more time. I think I'm gaining their trust.
Thanks for the newest conspiracy crap. I believe that's been the ticket to a friendlier reaction.
You need to find out their plans before they take out the governor. And I want the name of the top guy.
Carter instructed.
Understood. Give me a week.
You may not have a week. 2 days or we're sending in a special team and breaking up their little coffee clatch. I'd rather wait to get the top dog, but I'm not willing to risk the governor's life to get my man.
She's tight with the president, and if they succeed, all our careers go up in a puff of smoke.
It's a lot more than a little coffee clatch. They're armed to the teeth. They have enough firepower to take out the entire state of California.
Don't you lecture me, Schmidt.
Sorry, sir.
M glanced at her nightstand when the red phone rang.
Hey, gotta run. My other phone's ringing. Maybe we caught a break and they're finally gonna let me inside.
Without saying goodbye, M pressed the end call button and picked up her other phone. She rearranged her body on the bed and tried to readjust her voice to sound like the call had just awoken her.
Hello? We got one, Schmidt. Get down to the warehouse because we're giving you the honor of taking care of the dirty wetback.
M cringed. This recent development wasn't good. No, not at all good. She knew the group was capable of a lot, including cold-blooded murder. How in the hell would she navigate the situation without breaking her cover?
I'll be there in 30. Don't do anything. I want in on whatever you have planned.
Your dad would be so proud. Okay, we'll hold off on the other stuff, but we might get a head start on things that wouldn't interest you. She's a pretty little thing.
Em's stomach twisted into knots as her adrenaline kicked in. If she blew through all the lights, she could make it in 10 minutes. Em would have to take the chance, because knowing what they were about to do spurred her to action. Quickly slipping into her clothes, Em grabbed her keys and raced out the door, calling over her shoulder.
Emergency. Don't wait up.
I'm not planning to,
Gabby answered with venom. Em strode into the dingy warehouse, scanning the scene and quickly assessing the situation. She probably should have called for backup, because she wasn't sure how to talk her way out of this one. A woman with long dark hair sat in the folding metal chair left over from whatever business had occupied the abandoned warehouse. Someone had ripped her olive green t-shirt. Em's bet was on Petey, who held his crotch.
Good, the woman had fought back.
Darnell wiped at the blood on his nose. The red liquid streamed freely down his face and was probably due to a well-placed headbutt since they had secured the woman's arms behind her back with zip ties. Squinting her eyes at the woman, a sudden realization came to her. The woman wore a Border Patrol field uniform. Before she approached the two men and their kidnapped victim, she pulled her phone from her pocket and quickly hit the record button. If things went down the way she suspected they would, she'd need proof of the force required to subdue the situation and save the Border Patrol field agent.